Hi, everyone. This is Sheila Zielinski. Welcome to Tin Can Radio. I've still got some major sound issues, and as you can tell from this, I actually sound like I'm broadcasting from a tin can. I don't have my sound issues resolved. I'm working with three different versions of different software to try to alleviate the problem. I don't know if people know the story of what happened, but I'll just reiterate. I had a GustoPrez on about a week ago. I went to save the file, and that's when all hell broke loose. And of course, we were talking that day. It was a very powerful 59-minute recording on demonic invasion. Now, I have redone the show with Augusto. The problem is my sound is horrendous since we installed a new software. I lost all the sound quality, and I might add on a very expensive new program because my iMac has had nothing but problems. So I spent a total of 17 hours on the line between Apple Care, Apple engineers, the senior advisors. They narrowed it down to saying, oh, it's not an Apple issue. It must be your broadcasting equipment. So I was on the phone with Alan and Heath about my broadcasting mixer. They did some sound checks. Nope, nothing to see here. So I got a hold of Sweetwater Sound. They're a big sound company out of the States, and another 7 hours with them. And we have still not isolated the sound issue. What is actually causing the problem? Is it the iMac? Is it the mixer? Is it the other equipment? Is it the software? I don't know. I'm not really that technical when it comes to all this engineering stuff, but they were supposed to have narrowed it down to something, and we still don't know what the problem is. Is it a software issue? Is it my mixer issue? It seems no one is able to isolate what is the actual issue causing my sound that worked perfectly fine last week. Why this week is, it sounds like a setting has gone wrong. It sounds like I'm in an alien spaceship. That's what it said. Just total tin can, awful sound. And let's just listen to what my normal sound sounds like right next to this. Let's listen to just a small clip of what my normal sound sounds like. I broadcast weekdays. That's right. I'm back on air full time as per my regular schedule. That's Monday to Friday weekdays on WINB. I played a little clip. Now you can see my sound is a complete nightmare. Again, just not even close to what I had. So I just wanted to give you this soundbite to show you an example of that. Oh, this sound is so horrendous. I had good sound, honestly, about 10 days ago. And now for some reason, I'm having Skype issues. I cannot dial out on Skype, yet people can call me. But when I ring them, it just either drops or they say they can't see me calling them. So just one bizarre thing after the other. My website's been having issues. A couple times people have said they've clicked on it. It says page cannot be found. It's just one thing after the other. Carla has lost all her Gmail emails, her entire Gmail account. So she's trying to get Google to see if they have a backup. Her Dell computer is completely crashed, like unfixable, as in three different computer companies have said this thing's hooped. So I don't know if hooped is a technical term, but as you can hear, this sound is atrocious and we haven't been able to narrow it down yet. And just again, this is so time consuming. So again, I'm going to just air the original file from Augusto. It'll be unedited tomorrow. So yeah, I mean, it's not going to be good sound, but again, it's just a really important show. So tomorrow that is going to be available for the podcast and hopefully the live show as well. I've had issues with MixLR player. It cuts me out after a certain time. I've got emails into them and a phone call, which just goes to a voice message. And it's very hard to sometimes get a hold of any of these people. And I don't know if they don't have technical departments, but I could write an entire book on just the last 10 days of just one thing after the other. Now, keeping in mind Sweetwater, if you Google it, sweetwater.com, that's a massive company that deals with supposedly sound issues. And, you know, they're dealing with thousands of different kind of things. So we got three things going on. My iMac compatible with Pro Tools 12 with an Allen & Heath XB10 broadcasting mixer. If anybody listening is a pro on those three things together, you know, a lot of people are pro on Pro Tools, but, you know, they're not a pro on hooking it up to a USB mixer. So these are just some of the issues. I have been told by one senior advisor that I have to completely go out and buy a very high-priced broadcasting mixer. I've already got a $1,000 mixer, so I'm a little hesitant to do that right at this point. I want to try to see if we can wean out other problems, but that seems to be where everybody's saying the problem is. Some of the ones I'm looking at are into the high $4,000 or $5,000, and so just one thing after the other. I could write a book on just this last 10 days. I just feel like I'm totally targeted. I'm totally under all-out technical attack. Now, one of the things I did discover in all this is Gene Moody, who is an incredible deliverance minister. I'm just trying to get a hold of him to do a show on technical demons. I didn't even know there was such thing, actually, but apparently there is. So that's, I find that very interesting. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Boyce and Boise, apparently. And I'm just really fascinated about this. So that might be definitely a topic for future, because and Steve Quayle can relate to this. We had a conversation about that. He was always under attack when he did 25 years of radio. There's really never a time when he didn't face these kind of challenges as well. So on the heels of that, Hillary has actually said on record that she's not going to tolerate these alternative media tinfoil kooks like Sheila Zielinski. And also, this is on record. You can Google this. She's going to be shutting down internet sites of these conspiracy kooks, these conservative Christian nut jobs in the alternative media. But anyway, so just FYI, please, please be patient. I'm trying to figure this out. Honestly, to put it all cumulatively, the hours that I've spent on this issue are more than a full-time job in the last 10 days. I'm going on 80 hours trying to deal with this now. So please be patient. We're trying to sort this out. It's just this tin can sound is absolutely hideous. We are trying to retrieve my original sound back. And I think when these guys at Sweetwater were doing the screen sharing, I think one of their technicians has pressed something or done a setting wrong where it just, my sound is all really screwed up now. So the show with Augusto Perez is going to air tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, and it will be available for the podcast. The issue that I'm having is I cannot upload that file in to MixLR right now. So that's the other issue. My podcasting, the iTunes, my website only uploads a certain type of file. And in the conversion, it's downloaded to a file that is not compatible with any of my uploading things. So we're trying to work through all this. Please be patient. Please hold me and Carl up in prayer. It's not really surprising all this is coming the week my book is officially released. So, of course, today, again, Monday, August 29th, is the official release date of Power Prayers. It's not really surprising I'm getting hit with the kitchen sink here, really. Please do keep note that tomorrow night, August 30th, I am on the Hagman & Hagman Show. I'm hoping to have Carla on with me. We're going to be on the Hagman Show talking about the new book as well. That's the Hagman & Hagman Report. And of course, you can just go to HagmanandHagman.com and I'm sure you'll see how to tune into the program. I will also have a link on my website tomorrow for how you can listen to that show. So again, I want to thank my listeners for being patient. This is so beyond frustrating. I don't even have any words. Honestly, last Friday, 3 days ago, I was ready to just pull the plug on all this. I'm just like, I'm done. I've had enough. I need a team of staff. I just want to remind people that I don't have any staff. I do this all by myself. I do all my guest bookings, my recording, my editing, my social media, everything I do on my own. And it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to hire a full-time staff. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it anymore. So that's also something I'm trying to sort out. And I want to also just tell you, if I have to buy a new broadcasting mixer, that's going to be a lot of money. So please do, while we're trying to sort this out, please do donate and sow into this. If you're eating the meat of my show on a regular basis, please do donate to this ministry. Maybe God gave you that good job so that you can, in fact, help support ministries like this who are telling the truth, putting ourselves out in the line while these evil cast of characters like Hillary Clinton, they're coming after us fast and furious. And by the way, you can keep your internet, says Obama. Remember when Obama said we could keep our doctors? Right, I'm sure we can keep our internet too. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So I really appreciate you guys hanging in there and being patient while I work through all this stuff. And even if my sound is still horrible, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I air the Augusto Perez show tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow night, I'm on the Hagman. So do bookmark tomorrow night. I believe it's at 7 p.m. Eastern. So we'll see you tomorrow. Love you all. God bless.